Or rather, more effectively, imbue your experience with the feeling of being welcomed. It's a beautiful feeling, the feeling of being welcomed. Unconditionally welcomed. No questions asked. And make sure that your whole being is imbued with this feeling. So it will include the totality of your experience. So make sure there's nobody left at the door. No part of your experience is split off. And rejected. Every breath each sensation imbued with the feeling of being welcomed. Each feeling however difficult it may be, that feeling, it's welcomed as it is. Doesn't have to go through some kind of purifying process. The resistance, the experience of not welcoming that comes in the form of resistance or of negative thought, imbue that with the feeling of being welcomed. The grumpy, shadowy, smelly, no aspect of your experience. Imbue it with the feeling of being welcomed. It is welcomed. The door is wide open. At some point, you don't have to itemize who's coming through the door. It doesn't matter, since everyone, everything is welcomed. You sort of relax back as the welcoming. you recognize on some level or fully maybe even that you are the welcoming, the effortless welcoming. You're the blue sky. That is by nature welcoming, doesn't have to work or make an effort. And you're welcoming what you are, knows no borders, just like the sky. And keep welcoming, in particular the body, because the body is the place where resistance, the no saying, plays out the most. The mind as well, but usually what gives rise to negative or difficult thoughts is more deeply embedded in the body as resistance. So gently we bring a kind of heightened attention, but gentle, to the experience of the body. Feel your body with kindness. Hello, body. Make sure that when you feel your body, you sort of place it in a spaciousness, in an openness, so that your attention is also with the spaciousness that surrounds the body. So it's not a kind of narrow focus that would be tense onto the bodily sensations. It's a kind of open focus, gentle focus on the body. Because the body often, it's crying, you know, it's not a happy body for most of us. Or it has some ailments, or it has some, it's expressing our suffering. So if your child comes to you and is crying, you consider it with a kindness, and you consider it with a quality of spaciousness. What's the matter? What's happening? Show me. I'm here. I'm available. So that's the quality here when we turn towards the body, towards the experience that we call the body, which is the experience of feelings, of energy, of sensation. The quality we bring is a kind of availability. No judging. And this sends the message to the body that it's allowed. It's allowed to be just that, a body, meaning it can flow, it can tingle, it can, whatever the words would be, it can spread, it can contract, it can be warm. The breath can move. The places of contraction and tension are free to be there as long as they want. For example, in my case, and I sort of know in your case too, in the shoulder area, there's tension. Maybe behind the eyes. And just see that layer of tension almost as if it was a creature, which you say to, hello. Look, you're surrounded with openness. And you don't have to do anything, you're welcome, that's all. And then you move away because you know if you give the tension in the shoulder or behind the eyes too much attention, it's going to sort of feel self-conscious and it's going to grow more, it's going to intensify. So you move away, you make that tension feel comfortable simply by moving away, having established that it's welcomed. You give it the space and the time to connect with its true habitat, which is just the sky. You go visit another contraction, maybe in the, we did the shoulders, in the jaw or in the belly. And the torso somewhere. You pick whatever calls for attention. You go, you welcome, hello. You really make contact, like when you greet someone, and if you really want them to feel welcomed, you make eye contact, you really communicate something warm and friendly. So same here with the tension or contraction or negative feeling or whatever it is that is calling for attention. It's as if you're indicating that it's surrounded with unconditional yes. And then just move back again and now feel the totality of your body as if it were, and it is, one global mass of sensation. Feel it as one, not as lots of different things, but all the different parts have reunited. So you feel your hands, your feet, your head, your face, your torso, your legs, your pelvis, coming together as one mass. And we're going to come to lying position. So mark, visualize, or follow as you can, gently, and hopefully you can set up quickly. I hope you can do that, Stefan. Take your time though, don't rush. Making sure everybody is okay. Are you okay, Hallie? Yes, good. Great. Carlo? Yes. And just really let the body and the earth reunite. Surrender the weight. Feel your hands tingling, your feet, your head, your arms, your legs, your whole body, surrender to the earth. Movement of the breath. You're the openness, you're the space, so there's a sense that you don't live in an envelope, but you live as the openness, and the body is allowed to spread and unfold and relax. I live as the openness, the body lives in me. Feel the left hand, with the in-breath, take the left hand all the way back, all the way up and back. And out-breath, you come back. Very simple. From the sensation, let the left arm go. Right hand floating up with the in-breath, all the way back. Out breath, floating back. Again on the left, it's a flow of sensation. In breath, ripple of sensation, left hand. And the exhale carries the arm back. Let it go. Completely. Completely. Right hand, in breath, one flow. Out breath, rippling back. No reason to do that, just tasting the body, delighting in the body, temperature. Let the right arm go. Completely, more. You don't need it. Dragging the left heel towards your pelvis and then float the left knee over the torso. There's no visualizing or conceptualizing these words, just a sensation. Feel your left foot, but you don't know what it looks like, floating up towards the ceiling. So the left leg is extending just as far as feels right, and then arc that left leg back down, slow, long leg. And then let it go completely, let it go. Make sure the breath is free. There might be a sigh that comes up. Dragging the right heel towards the pelvis, floating the right knee above your belly, and then let the right foot be drawn to the ceiling, weightless. With an inhale, arcing that right leg down, long leg, and then let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Both hips melting into the earth. Breath is free to come and to go. Drag your left foot, lazy, effort. Float your left knee over your belly, and then wrapping your hands around your left knee, drawing your left knee closer, Empty your shoulders and then float your head up towards your left knee. Surrender the posture, meaning let it float in openness. Empty it of whatever it wants to be emptied of in your shoulders, in your face, in your head. And then gently release. The head floats back, the arms float back, the left leg floats back, let it go. And as you let go of the physical body, you also let go of whatever more subtle layers, feelings, emotions, thoughts. Everything's allowed to come loose, to come undone. I am the presence of awareness. I don't mind. I don't need to keep a body-mind consistent and cohesive. Dragging the right heel up towards the pelvis, floating the right knee over the belly, the hands around the right knee, drawing it close, and then the head like a helium balloon, weightless, floating towards the knee. Don't do it. The breath is free. Feel the whole posture and let it radiate in all directions. Yes, and then slowly, slowly it melts back down the head, the arms, the leg, the feelings in your throat and your torso. Slowly drag your left and your right knee up. Place your soles, the soles of your feet down. Your knees are bent, your feet are hip-width apart. And then just tilt your pubic bone up so that the lower back is flat. And then rock it the other way, pubic bone tilting down the arch of the lower back. Do this a few times, very sensual, very tactile. Let yourself feel your pelvis, feel your belly, your sexual area, the touch of the earth. Next time the pubic bone tilts up, let the pelvis rise off the floor. Weightless, feel that it's lifted by a cushion of air, inflating. So you can just feel and enjoy the sensation. There's no mechanical work going on. It's all organic. Long inhale, long out breath. With the out breath, slowly pour the spine back down from the upper to the lower. Mark, I hope you can follow us with your energy body somehow. If you visualize this and feel it as a sensation with your energy body, it might be interesting to try. Here we go again. Pubic bone tilting up. And here comes the cushion of air inflating, lifting the torso slowly. You don't even have to think about it, just feel it. All the way up, for even more, the cushion of air is filling up way in the upper back body. And then you can sort of rest your back body on this cushion of air. So let go of any gripping in your buttocks. Yes, your feet are growing roots into the earth. The breath is free. Don't live in the body. Let this body live in openness. Let it radiate. Long inhale. And then with the exhale, pouring it back down. You're not just pouring a physical body down, you're pouring your experience, pour your experience into the earth, into space, into awareness, into yourself. Yes, let the legs go. Now just give your body a stretch, whatever way it wants. Maybe you bring your arms back, flex your heels, wriggle your body. It knows what it wants. Give it what it wants. Maybe a little bit of a rolling on the floor. And then bring both knees, float both knees over your belly. Open your arms right and left. Your knees are now dropping towards the left, your head towards the right. Gently, only if it's safe, but if it is, surrender the body, surrender the legs and the head and the shoulders. No reason for this. The mind will be waiting for something miraculous. Or thinking, what, this is like plain old yoga. What's the point? Well, there is no point. Just being with experience moment by moment on a tactile level. And we switch. Knees to the right, head to the left. Exhale, let it go. Welcoming resistance. That's what resistance is. The mind saying, what's the point? This is boring. Or a subtle holding in your right hip, perhaps, or in your right shoulder, or in your face. Switch. Switch. Feel the touch of the air and the skin against your clothes. Sound of this voice. It's all about ease. We're so used to wrestling with our experience, and here it's really more about not wrestling, accepting, tasting, feeling. And then, of course, noticing where we do resist. Seeing what that's made of. Come back. And then let the legs go. Let the hands come back by your side. And we come back to sitting position. Take your time. Gentle. Extend both your legs in front. And then open your right leg a little bit and fold your left leg so that your left foot is against your right thigh. And if you can't do this, you can still follow what we're going to do with your legs sitting or cross-legged. But for those who can, the right leg is a little bit open and the left leg is folded with your left foot against your thigh. And then your eyes are closed. Make sure you surrender the weight of the legs, the hips, the arms, and also at the same time as the limbs are flowing down, feel that your spine, your spinal cord. Visualize a line of energy through your torso that's rising up through the top of the head towards the ceiling. So your spine is elongating. You're touching the ceiling with the top of your head. At the same time, you're dropping your limbs. See if you can kind of combine those two movements without doing it, feeling it. The breath is free though. At some point you discover that the less you do, the more you feel it. That it's the natural state of the physical body, that the spine just floats upwards and the limbs melt down. But as you try to kind of follow these instructions, you meet all sorts of resistance, and that's very interesting. You don't do anything with whatever surfaces, you welcome it. You let it be. And then you come back to just this rising of the spine and flowing down of the limbs in openness. Now slowly the torso, ghost-like, turning towards the left side. Slow. Place your hands on your left knee. And then elongate the spine, drop the legs. The head turns towards the right. It's a caress. Come back with the head. And now torso, like it goes, floating towards the right. Don't do it. Be the openness. It's a ripple in you, slow. Hands either on your right knee or on either side of your right leg. Touch. And now the torso comes down in front. Feel there's a cushion of air that's supporting the torso and it's very slowly deflating. And it knows to stop whenever it becomes a strain. Covering the right leg with your torso. But no pushing. Now slowly reaching with your right hand towards your right foot. Maybe it's reaching your right ankle or maybe even your right elbow in front of your right knee. And that elicits a turning of the torso towards the front of the space and opening of the torso. And then let your left arm float up towards the ceiling. If it can, if it wants. Beautiful. Long fingers touch the ceiling, opening the armpit. Empty the posture, meaning let it float in openness. Slowly comes back, so the left arm is floating back, then the torso is turning towards the right leg, and then that cushion of air is inflating and carries the torso up, so it's all lazy. Torso comes back to face the center. Just feel the after effects of the pose. Is the body opening more, or is it contracting more? It And I feel the space beyond the body is a really an extension of the body. This body more like a mass of vibration. I'm not quite sure where it ends. Slowly extend your left leg out slightly towards the left and fold your right leg. Right foot to the top of the thigh. Eyes are closed. You don't see the posture, you just feel the posture. And then feel that elevator that's going upwards in the center of the body. And two elevators going down on either side. No pushing, allow it. Be patient with the body. Don't move away from resistance too quickly now. Stay, surrender the weight of the sits bones, the hips, the jaw, the shoulder. Staying is an act of love sometimes. We're quick to turn our backs on the unpleasantness. Stay gently with. And now slowly, torso turning towards the right side, ghost-like. Be the space. Feel the left side of your face pull towards the space to the left. The head turns, don't do it. Don't lift behind the eyes. Let that just be a sensation. Head comes back. I am the empty, unlocated awareness. This body expresses me, is full of me, is made of me, and now the torso towards the left. You're the ocean. Here's a ripple, a wave, vibrant wave. Hands where they want to be. And now the torso moving to cover the left leg. It's supported by that cushion of air. So you can pause at any moment. Just breathe, just feel the breath in the back body. Let the exhale empty the shoulders and then maybe a little bit more deflating of the cushion. Left hand reaching towards the left ankle or sliding in front of the left leg with the elbow and the torso turns towards the center. Smooth, it's like liquid honey, the sensation of opening. Now the right arm, float it towards the ceiling. Long inhale, long exhale, fingertips very alive. Bathing this posture with openness. Gentleness, and it comes back. If you come into your tactile sense, it becomes much easier. If you stay in your head, it's a fight. Feel the cushion of air pushing the torso. Tactile sensation, heat, tingling, even unpleasantness becomes an expression of life. Torso comes back to the center, folding your left leg, if it's comfortable, coming to a cross-legged. Just feeling your body. But now the word body doesn't quite feel right anymore, because that word evokes such a concept and image. Feel your being. Feel yourself. Your being, your feeling of being, that's your body. How much space can it fill? Let it fill as much space as it wants. Feel that its borders are not as clear as you habitually feel them to be. Fuzzy borders. I don't need borders. I am borderless. So when I feel myself, why not feel myself in line with that understanding? And when I take a shape as the body, as Ali, Carlo, Ellen, yes, I will feel a quality of a shape, but it doesn't have to be a very delineated, fragmented shape. It's still completely connected with the totality. So now feel that with yours. With your tactile sense. Open body. Feel the front of your torso just naturally touching the space in front and sort of opening into the space in front, hugging the space in front. And the space in front merging with the body in front. Including your face. Don't feel you have to think about it, just let it reveal itself. And feel now the back body. And then the space in the back that extends beyond the back body. Feel they reunite. Or feel they have reunited. It's already a fact of experience. No border in the back. And now feel the left side. Touch the space to the left with the left side of your body. As far as it wants. Open the whole left side. And then the right side. Whole body open. No danger. Right now, together in the shrine, there's no danger. No need to defend a separate one. Feel that exquisite connection with the totality. And don't get me wrong, I too have feelings and tensions floating still in my experience. Let them be here, like they're like little boulders in warm water, they're just floating in warm water. They're innocent. You can feel those boulders and at the same time taste your borderlessness. Make sure your face is allowed to come undone as well, to feel that it's made up of lots of sensations, the eyes, the eyebrows, the forehead, temples, cheeks, mouth, lips, tongue, teeth, gum, chin, ear. Just feel the cacophony of sensation that we call the face. Allow it to come to life. Allow it to not make any sense. Feel your face like a symphonic orchestra right before they start. Each instrument is, how do you say in English? You know what I mean? Finding their tune, and it's a cacophony of sounds. So feel like that with your face. It's coming to life, and let the borders of the face be fuzzy, no borders. Nobody be living behind this cacophony. It's more the opposite. The cacophony of sensations is dancing in the open space. Now visit the back of your head with your tactile sense. Feel the back of the head is open. See if you can venture into the space behind the head. Just try. You feel to begin with a magnetic pull towards the front of the face. It's a very deep habit. I live behind the eyes, behind the nose, the mouth, the ears. It's where the headquarters for the separate self is. But then try again, venture or orbit the face into the space behind. That space is open, silent, peaceful. Sort of get acquainted with it. Yes. And don't worry if you don't succeed, because in this yoga, not succeeding is succeeding. Because when I invite something like this and you don't succeed, it means that lots of habits of living in a body behind a face, having resistance, etc. All of these habits are surfacing and you get to see them for what they are. And you see that they are simple experiences arising in that which is never appearing on the radar of experience, which is you, which is whatever that is, as Francis would say, my teacher, whatever it is that is perceiving your experience right this moment, that never appears on the radar. Now simply feel, first of all, let's just do gentle neck circles, just to, I don't know why, because I want to, feels right. Very slow, smooth neck rolls. Feel that the head is empty now. It's, there is just these little lingering sensations. So it's just really a circle of sensation, a ripple, a circular ripple, an openness. Yes, now go the other way. Yes, when the circle is complete, let the head settle back where it settles. Don't do it, let it do it all by itself. Your whole body. And things come. If they want, let them go if they want. Feel your breath. We're going to practice Kapalabhati, which I think probably most of you know, but I'll just quickly give some guidance. It's the out breath is active and the in breath is passive. It's like this if we were to do it with our open mouths, even though we will do it with our closed mouths through the nose, but it would go like this. Ha, 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 ha. So it's a quick and swift exhale, which will trigger a kind of movement of the belly, but you don't have to manufacture anything. And what else can I say? The quality wants to remain sort of like the quality we've been evoking, which is a quality of effortlessness. So if you accumulate tension while we're doing it, just simply stop, let the breath be natural, take a few natural, easy breaths, and then you can join in again. So we begin after an in-breath. Tick, 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 tick. Long inhale, long exhale. Let the breath be free. Feel this is like a prayer. There's no reason to do this. We do it again after the next inhale. Tick, 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 tick. Relax your jaw, relax your shoulders, relax your hips. Tick, tick, tick. Long inhale, long exhale. Taste the vibration. Let it go. Don't wrap it back up. Let it go. It's as if you're giving yourself to the vibration. We do it one more time. So again, effortlessness. After the next in-breath. Long inhale, long outhale, exhale. Let the breath be natural. Don't do anything, simply surrender whatever residual feelings arise on the altar. The altar is our shared presence. And simply otherwise abide. As that ever presence that you are, always, only, in the deepest sense. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Where are you, Stefan? Are you in Cambridge?
Yeah. Finally settling down a bit.
Nice to see you again. It's going okay over there with your kids and everything?
Well, but yeah, getting settled.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Good to see you too.
And Hallie or Haley?
Haley.
Hi, Haley. How did you find this? Is it through Rupert or?
It's through a acquaintance.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed the session. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay then. If anybody wants to, you know, we've got a few minutes. You're welcome to say anything or. Or not, but it's nice to see you. We have some Sujatas in Delhi. Where are you, Mark?
I'm in Cornwall.
In Cornwall, how lovely! And Jane Marie, you're in, no wait, you're not in Cornwall. You're in Dorset, Devon. We didn't hear that because you're still muted. You're muted. There you go. Hi.
I'm down in East Sussex in Eastbourne.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's been really lovely just to, for the body, just to, my mind is always so.
I know.
Analytical and it's just, and using the word taste, and tasting my experience is so helpful.
Wonderful. That's nice to hear, because I think we're all victims of our addiction to thinking. Yeah.
So that was, yeah. Thank you very much.
Such a pleasure to see you again, Jean-Marie.
Yeah, that's lovely to be back.
I'm going to say where we all are, because that's what we're doing. So we have Hilka is in. Is it? I forgot if it's Norway or Sweden. Sweden.
No, it's Finland.
Finland. Sorry, because I'm sure, like, you're like
Scandinavian anyway.
Yeah, it's up there, and I've not been to any of these countries, so they all kind of one. But yeah, Finland, and then we've got two people in Oxfordshire. We've got Carlo. Where you're in? Come on, unmute yourself so we can hear each other's voice.
That's Wantage.
That's it, Wantage. But it is in Oxfordshire, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And Ali in Wolvercote. Yeah. Nice to see you, Ali.
It's just been lovely.
Well, I really like when it's small groups like this, because I don't know, it just doesn't, it does somehow make it better that it's online. When it's bigger groups, then it's like too many little squares. I like it too, don't get me wrong. But anyway, thank you for coming. Have a lovely day and come again.
Thank you, Lenny. It was so beautiful again.
Thank you, Ilka.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend. Bye, Stefan. Bye-bye. And
bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.